Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Festival of Trees breaks fundraising record. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. For the fourth consecutive year, the Festival of Trees set a new fundraising record, bringing in $474,900 during Saturday night's auction, surpassing last year's total of $472,000. According to the Gillette News Record, Nichelle McGrath, the executive director of the Northeast Wyoming Community Health Foundation, said the final amount raised will likely exceed $500,000 once all contributions are tallied. The event's top seller, A Wyoming Wilderness Christmas, sponsored by Powder River Construction, fetched $35,000. The tree, which won awards in multiple categories, including Judge's Choice and People's Choice, was purchased and donated to the Campbell County Senior Center. In the wreath category, Nordic Noel, sponsored by Woodline Wireline, swept first place in five categories, including Judge's Choice and Committee Choice. Proceeds from the Festival of Trees will benefit local health and community initiatives. Judge rules transgender player can compete in Mountain West Conference volleyball tournament. A federal judge in Colorado has denied an emergency request to remove a transgender player from the Mountain West Conference Women's Volleyball Championship and reverse forfeits taken by teams boycotting matches against the player. Cowboy State Daily reported Judge S. Cato Cruz ruled Monday that the plaintiffs, 11 volleyball players and a coach, failed to demonstrate irreparable harm or a strong likelihood of success in their case. The plaintiffs argued against San Jose State University's inclusion of Blair Fleming, a transgender athlete on its roster. Cruz noted the plaintiffs waited until just days before the tournament to file the injunction, undermining their claims. He also upheld the Mountain West Conference's rule counting boycotts as forfeits, which has been in place since 2022. San Jose State University, seated second in the tournament, welcomed the decision, stating it rejects discrimination and supports its athletes under NCAA and conference rules. The case raises ongoing debates about inclusion and fairness in sports, with the tournament set to begin as planned this Wednesday. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.